The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, and that location is changing really soon. Still staying in Peabody. Still staying in Peabody, but next week we make the big move from our office at 8 Essex Center Drive, and we are moving over to 41 Cross Street. In fact, just this week, the big sign went up on the building. I'm excited to report that. The place looks fabulous. Kudos to all of the workers, all of the construction folks, all of the designers, the architects, everybody that put a lot of effort and time into our building. It really looks fabulous. You probably know where it is already. If you've been to Alto Forno, if you've driven by Alto Forno, that's that new Italian restaurant as you drive up Cross Street, connected to, also owned by Palana and Daniela's. Dan and Daniela Mamola own all three restaurants. All three restaurants are doing great, and we are so happy to be connected with them, being just above their office. I hope you all make it over there, and hope perhaps you swing by my office so you can get to see what that looks like as well. Private elevator right up to the office, opens up, and boom, you are inside. Perfect parking, not too far away. It's just right there in front of the door. You're going to love this. All right, so we're excited about what's happening at our office. I hope you've been excited about how great this summer has been. Man, it has been wonderful. Yeah, we've had a few rainy days, but nothing to complain about. Has never been too hot. It's been great beach weather, great pool weather, great family weather, great outdoorsy weather. Perhaps you've had some lobster bakes. Lobster prices have been pretty reasonable over the past few weeks, haven't they? I mean, that's the stuff. That's financial advice in a language you can understand. Go out and spend money on lobsters now. Don't wait till December or February when you got to pay $12.99 a pound. Market basket, $5.99 a pound for lobsters. Get all you want. Bring them home. Boil them up. They're very easy to cook. Steam them. Boil them. Grill them. Do what you want. Or if you're so lazy that you can't do it on your own, Market Basket actually cooks the lobsters for you. But that's no fun as far as I'm concerned. You want to get that nice, hot, warm lobster coming out of that pot. Some people don't like the reaction that the lobsters might make as you dip them into the water. We actually, at my house, we buy lobsters by the abundance because there are seven of us in the house and there's always usually people eating over the house as well. And we'll buy a whole bunch of lobsters, whether at the Market Basket or we oftentimes just drive out to Beverly. There's a couple of the boats out there that bring them in right off the docks. Great place to do that. We'll also go off to Maine sometimes and just pick them up and bring them back. But we let all the lobsters out and let them run around the kitchen floor. So there's this big party of lobsters all running around the kitchen floor. Don't worry. The claws are bandaged up, so you're not going to get pinched. It's okay. But we have a lot of fun with that, and then we send the lobsters to their demise. They do not scream, by the way, though many people seem to think that happens. They don't, and it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy lobsters. I hope you enjoy lobsters, clams, quahogs. They're all clams, mussels, everything. The seafood around here has been great this year. Hope you're enjoying that. But you know what's coming, folks? Back to school, the fall, the leaves are going to start changing colors. As I look outside the windows here of the North Shore 104.9 studios, fortunately, all I see right now is green leaves. Nothing has changed colors yet, but that may be coming in the next month or two. Hey, you know what else is coming in the next month? The Topsfield Fair. That's right. We're going to be talking about the Topsfield Fair in a couple weeks or so. As you know, my wife and I run a booth at the Topsfield Fair. It's called the B'nai B'rith booth. It's one of the permanent booths that's there at the fair. We serve hot dogs, brisket, hot pastrami sandwiches, hamburgers, all sorts of stuff. Great places, great place where you can find largest quantities of food at the lowest possible prices. And of course, service with a smile. And as people know, If you listen to this show and you come up to the window during the Topsfield Fair, knock on the window, ask for myself or ask for Laura, or you can even ask for Corey if he's working. Corey's my son. You say, hey, I listen to the radio station. We have a special gift just for you. So we've been fulfilling that promise for the past 5 years. So don't you worry. Come by the booth. But we'll tell you more about that as the Topsfield Fair gets closer. Hey, lead entertainment for the Topsfield Fair. The Village People. You were waiting for that, weren't you? You wondered, who was I going to say? That's right, YMCA and Macho Man. They are in the Navy. You can think of all of those great songs, but the Village People coming to the Topsfield Fair. All right, but enough of that. We got to start talking about money. We got to talk about financial advice in a language you can understand. And with where the market is today, oh my goodness, we've been through a pretty good run, haven't we? Pretty good run. And what's kind of interesting is over the past couple weeks, there's been this threat. Everyone has talked about North Korea. North Korea. I bet you didn't know where Guam was on a map until this week. Everyone talks about Guam. Have you seen some of the YouTube videos that are out there of people, man on the street interviews that put up a world map and they say, hey, could you point to Guam? Or better yet, could you point to North Korea? And amazingly, many Americans seem to think that North Korea might be up around Canada. It's pretty scary. We're not the brightest when it comes to world geography, are we? And you may be laughing because you know that you fall into that camp. It's sad, but, you know, we need to learn more about what's going on in the world. But what one of the things that we did find out was that despite the threats that we heard from North Korea, despite the threats that our own president made back to North Korea, it really didn't impact the stock market that much. It was all talk. You see, the markets are going to move on action now. The markets don't even react to the bold words, the bold threats, the crazy voices that come from all over. Whatever political side you're on, whatever political country you represent, doesn't matter. The markets are now going to move with action. They're not threatened by any of these sound bites that come across Twitter or Facebook or little blasts that you get across the news channels. It's just not going to happen anymore. What we do know is this, is that the economics in America are greater than they've ever been before. Jobs are at the highest possible level. We have the lowest unemployment levels we've seen in ages. People can find a job. Now, there's many people that say, well, I'm not getting paid enough for my job. Well, that's one thing. Jobs have changed. You need skills for jobs. You know, the jobs that used to go to people that that didn't have skills, whether, you know, look, I'm one of these guys, and you argue about it or not, I'm not a big fan of a plain old-fashioned liberal arts education. I think it's important to have it, but if you think graduating school with a liberal arts degree justifies you getting a significant salary, what skill set do you bring to the table? America needs workers. They need thinkers. Yes, they need thinkers, but you become a thinker after you've worked. You become a thinker after you've had some experience. There's a reason why the leaders of our businesses, leaders of our countries, are not first timers. They have real life experience. Sometimes what history tells us happens isn't what today reflects in reality. I'm a fan. If you want to go off to college, find something that you want to get good at. And if you want to say, you know what, I don't know what I want to get good at, I want to get a well-rounded education right now, my feeling is don't spend $63,000 for it. You can get that at your local state university, state college. You don't have to spend $63,000 just so that mom can go around telling everybody that you just got into Harvard or Yale or Cornell or Bates. Just for that. You want to go for engineering, you want to go for medicine, you want to go for finance, for business. Those are real good reasons to spend a lot of money for the best quality education. But to be a history major, I'm sorry, that's my own personal opinion, and I know many people will argue with me on this. But to be a history major and think you need a master's, 8 years, to really come out to justify that you can be a history major and make a lot of money, forget it. And if you realize, you say, okay, well, as a history major or as an art history major, even, I don't know, as a philosopher, and you say, well, I know that I'm not going to make a lot of money in this career. Well, that's fine. Then don't pay a lot of money to get the education. You can get an equally as good education for half the cost, for sure. But why should you strap yourself with financial burdens, loans, debts, so that when you get out of college, you'll find yourself with a mediocre paying job, doing what you love, yet not being able to enjoy your life because you're so buried in debt? I think we need to do a better job as parents, as educators, to really help the students of America focus their attention on what their best skill sets are and lead them to the university or next steps of higher education that best align with not only their goals, but their financial situation, what it is that they, what their skill sets are, everything. We need to do a better job of that, and we do a lousy job of it right now. Everything is based on ego. You know, and when it comes down to spending money these days, that's also based on ego. I find it fascinating that the stores like JCPenney and Macy's and Sears and all of those go-to department stores that where, you know, we take care of everybody are failing. Look, what's the next retailer that's likely to close? Sears, JCPenney, Macy's? That might be in that order, but all three of them are going to fail. I think we all know that. But why is it that a store like Nordstrom does so well? Nordstrom's products are so much more money than what you'd find in a Macy's, than what you'd find in a JCPenney and a Sears. Why are they doing well? Why are some of the above average cost retailers still doing well? I find that fascinating when it's basically a very small percentage of our population that can afford the higher end retailers, yet the largest population of America is no longer going to the Macy's, to the JCPenney's, and the Sears of the world. Is it because we're just realizing that we're going to be buying lower quality stuff at these retailers, and we might as well buy low quality online? I know that higher quality retailers really count on the fact that you're going to go in, touch the fabric, feel the fabric, wear the fabric, try it on, bring it home, give it a shot. But, you know, you go to Forever 21 at the mall, and I think you know that, yes, you can get an item for $6, but after you throw it in the wash, you might as well just throw it in the trash. Because that stuff is just not quality anymore. And people are saying, well, rather than go to the mall, I'll just order it online. So how is retail changing? Look at the North Shore Mall. Look at the North Shore Mall and the renovation that's going on over there right now. I mean, there is a significant change. First of all, whoever thought, and I certainly didn't, whoever thought that Linfield Marketplace would be as successful as they are? This is a mall that there is no place to go inside. You pull up to the shop, you might walk around, there's, I don't know how many stores there, 100 stores perhaps? There's several really high-end restaurants that are there. You got a Whole Foods that are there. And they're thriving, absolutely thriving. And if you asked me if they would make it, I would have said absolutely no way, not possible, especially in the wintertime. It'll never make it in the wintertime. So what do? They put it in outdoor ice skating rink. And people keep coming. Meanwhile, you got the North Shore Mall and Liberty Tree Mall here that are indoor facilities, air conditioned, heated, and you walk in and it's a ghost town. And you walk to see what stores are open, and there's more stores, it seems like, that are closing or moving or shutting down or consolidating than new ones really wanting to get in. You don't see the freestanding carts that are in the middle of the malls anymore in abundance. No, because that real estate is expensive and it's not generating the revenue that's necessary. The way we spend our money and how we shop is really going to be a big driver in the way you think about spending money in your retirement and for the rest of your life. It used to be, I remember as a kid, my parents and I, we would go to Ann and Hope. That's where we bought everything. You basically, if it was under $20, you could buy it. Over that, forget it. It just wasn't in the budget. You bought everything at Ann and Hope. Well, where's Ann and Hope? I mean, besides the garden center, I guess, that's over on on Route 1. Ann and Hope doesn't exist. How's Leechmere doing? Or the Leechmere. That's none of those places are around. Things have changed. Yet all of our kids know name brands. They all say, well, I want a Coach purse, or I need Beats headsets, or I need Nike sneakers. Or everything's got a name to it now. You no longer have pants. You don't have jeans. You don't even have Levi's. I mean, think about it. How many Levi's stores do you see around? You know, you really don't. It's everything's got a name to it now. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, it makes you think a little harder about what's necessary. And one of the things that I'm going to help you do today is think a little harder about how you deal with money in a language that you can understand. We're going to talk about financial advice in a language you can understand today. It's what we do here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Just as a reminder to you, we've got a newsletter that we put out each and every Friday morning. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out at 10:30, lands right in your inbox. You want to get that email? You want to get that newsletter? Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the page, click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter, and boom, you, along with the 7,000 other people that get it, will receive your next issue Friday at 10:30. All right. I've taken longer than I should during this first segment, but that's okay. We got plenty more time today. I hope you're having a great day. We're going to be right back with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Introducing Mercedes-Benz Van Power. Now you can get 0% financing and up to 2 years of complimentary scheduled maintenance on a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris van, starting at just $25,995. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Visit Flagship Motor Cars of Linfield on Route 1 North or online at flagshipmotorcars.com.
If I had a million dollars.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Segment two of our show today. It is a wonderful Sunday afternoon here, mid part of August. Hope you're enjoying the last few weeks of summer. I'll tell you what I did last night, which was really enjoyable. And if you're looking for something to do in the next couple of weeks, I can tell you, you got to see this. I was at the North Shore Music Theater last Saturday night. Just last night. They're doing Young Frankenstein. Honestly, I'd never seen the play Young Frankenstein, the movie Young Frankenstein. I had heard about it. The only thing that I knew was back from the 80s, the song Putting on the Ritz. That's the only thing that I ever knew. But I didn't even know that that was connected to the play. But folks, you want to laugh, you want to have a great time, go see Young Frankenstein at the North Shore Music Theater. It is one great production. They did some pre-selling of it and pre-promotion of it down in Salem last week. I don't know if you saw the guy that was dressed as Frankenstein or as Young Frankenstein was taking pictures all around Salem, meeting with people, hanging out at the Peabody Essex Museum, just wandering the streets there. It was a great little promotion to try to get the crowd up. But this place, it's going to sell out. The show is amazing. Seats are hard to come by right now because they are so popular. So get your good seats now. Call the North Shore Music Theater. Get over there and go see Young Frankenstein. And hey, if you happen to have the benefit of getting to go to the Broadway Club. The Broadway Club is the VIP club at the North Shore Music Theater. It's a great place to go to. It's in the building right next door. Not the one up on the hill. That's the Backstage Bistro. If you go behind where the grill setup is, there's access to the Broadway Club. That's called the VIP club, if you will. You can go there before the show. You can go there at intermission. You have to be a member. But that membership comes with free parking. It comes with access to the Broadway Club. What it also comes with is no line at the bathroom. That is the best thing about the North Shore Music Theater, because you know in that hall there, in the theater in the round, that line gets very, very long. And if you got to go, you're not a happy person. However, you go to the Broadway Club, clean, nice music, comforting, no line. And then you can go over to the club area. You got drinks, some snacks. But I'll tell you, if you want drinks, be sure to go over and say hi to Irene over at the North Shore Music Theater. Irene makes some of the best cocktails on the North Shore. She's a bartender at a few other places as well. But I know Irene from the North Shore Music Theater. She'll always greet you with a smile, always has something nice to say to you. And ask her for her special Mai Tai, the Irene special Mai Tai. She does a nice job with that. So, Irene, I promised you I'd give you a little shout out on the radio. So there it is. And go see Irene. Go see Young Frankenstein at the North Shore Music Theater. All right. What I was asked about a month and a half ago to start writing for a website called Investopedia. You've heard of Wikipedia. Everyone's heard of Wikipedia. Well, Investopedia, I didn't realize how long it's been around, and they actually found me. They named me to their 100 most influential financial advisors in America because of the presence that we create here, both through the radio, through my business, through my writings, etc. So they asked if I would write an article for Investopedia, and it actually got picked up by a couple other services. And the title of the article was Retirement Planning, Art, as much as science. And I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about that today, because this is really one of the hardest things for folks to wrap their arms around when it comes to preparing for retirement. A lot of people look to say, okay, well, what kind of financial planning software out there might I take a look at, where I can get some projections on how much money I'll have, how much money is left over, what kind of earnings rate I'll have. And all of those, you can put in all the variables you want. You can use all the software you want. You can listen to all of these financial advisors who will say, well, you know, if you're in 6% a year or 8% a year on this account, or you're in 4% a year, and or take out, you know, or you don't, or you take out a 4% level, or you've heard the 4% rule, taking that money out of your retirement accounts. If you do that, oh, everything's going to be okay. That's wrong. That's just plain wrong. That's just number crunching. That's life in a vacuum. You know what I do know for certain? Anything that is printed on paper that shows a retirement planning projection is a lie, because it'll never come true. I want you to ask yourself something. I want you to think back over the past year. How much money did you spend beyond your regular month-to-month spending? Look, you know you got to pay the cable bill, you got to pay the phone bill, you got to pay, you know, eating out, all that kind of stuff. But periodically over the past 12 months, you had a few other big expenses. Something came up, right? Were you expecting it to come up? Maybe, but maybe not. How about 5 years ago? Did you have expenses like that before, back then? Of course you did. And are those expenses that you had 5 years ago the same as the expenses they were this past year? All right, what do you think the expenses will be in the next 5 years? Are you willing to calculate those? Could you even guess what they might be? Yeah, sure, some of them might be guessable. Maybe you'll buy another car. Maybe you'll have to replace your lawnmower or whatever else it might be. But there's a lot of stuff that could come up. What if you lose your job and you've got to come up with money to support expenses? What if you wanted to put an addition on the house? What if the kids need money because they want to buy a house? What if someone is really ill and you need to spend a lot of your time helping them out, or being a caretaker and not being able to work? A lot of things can happen. You cannot build those things into a projection piece of software. It just doesn't happen. But if your financial planning is exclusively based on running spreadsheets, doing projections, running, sometimes people call these things Monte Carlo analyses, which means I take a look at all of the various earnings scenarios that I could get on my money, you're missing the point. The reality is that in financial planning, life happens. And the number one thing that you need when you're planning in retirement and living in retirement is flexibility. If you don't have financial flexibility, you limit all of the options you might have in your retirement planning. And I see that happen all too much with many of these folks that are saying, well, I'd like to buy annuities. Now, I'm not saying annuities are a bad thing. They work in certain cases, but annuities come with limitations. They come with back-end surrender charges, and the annuity salesman will certainly say, well, there's a back-end surrender charge, and that back-end surrender charge means if you get out within the first, let's say, 8 to 10 years, there's a fee to get out. They say, well, that fee is there primarily to encourage you to stay invested. No, it's not. That's just spin. It's there because that's the only way that the salesman can get paid. Okay? I think, wouldn't it be nice if you said, okay, you want me to buy this annuity that has a 10-year surrender charge? I'll do that. And you can get paid up front your whatever that fee is going to be. But over the next 10 years, if I take out my money, you've got to pay me back the commission for the few years that you missed out on. You know, that happens in certain types of investments overseas. That encourages the financial advisor to stay connected with you for 10 years. That's why many type of investment portfolios and programs that you're seeing, these advisory platforms, where instead of you paying 5 to 6% upfront for a commission on an investment account, instead you're paying 1%, a significantly smaller amount upfront, but you're having to pay that 1% each and every year. That puts the financial advisor on the hook. Says, look, if you're not doing your job to retain my business, to continue to give me good ideas, to continue to give me the advice that I need, not necessarily move me from one place to another or move these investments, because you're getting the same amount of money, the focus now becomes on your needs. and your ability to get in and out without having to pay any fees. Financial flexibility is the most important thing that you need to have in retirement, and I see all too many people getting stuck. Sometimes they say, well, Mark, I've been looking at this market. It's awfully high. I want to secure, I want to preserve what I have. Well, here's something that I thought was interesting. Got a call from a client this past week, and he says to me, Mark, I've got $200,000 that I need to do something with. I need to spin income off of my $200,000. And the annuity company that he went to said, all right, we'll take your $200,000 and we'll pay you income for the next 5 years. We'll just pay it out to you over the next 5 years, that $200,000. You're going to use all that $200,000 plus everything that you can make on it as well. We're going to pay that out to you. It'll be a nice fixed income payment for the next, call it 60 months. That's 5 years. Well, when he added up the monthly payment that they were willing to send to him, the $200,000 divided by 60 plus interest and earnings on that, it turns out he would have collected back at the end of 5 years $206,000. $206,000. So he was willing to give money to an insurance company who said, we will pay you money. We will pay you back at what's called an immediate annuity over the next 5 years, 60 months. We'll pay you back your $200,000 plus interest. And they take a, and he takes a look at that, and they show him at the, if you add up all the money, because it's guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed, we'll pay you back $206,000. He makes $6,000 over 5 years. That's $1,200 a year on his money. Is that worth it? Is that worth it? No, that is not worth it. That's 3% cumulative over 5 years. Take 3%, divide that by 5, and you're looking at, I don't know, what is about 7.7% on your money? But it's guaranteed, Mark. It's safe. That's insane. You should not be locking up your money. And then all of a sudden, what happens if you say, geez, I need an extra 10 grand this month? You can't have it. You're stuck. You can't have it. I want you to be careful. When you're looking at doing your retirement planning, your financial planning, this can't be on a single investment purchase. Any person that is doing financial planning or retirement planning, we need to look at everything that you have, everything that you own. Look at it all in its, all of it together. All of it together. We got to look at it to say, how do each of these pieces fit together? How do they provide you with the income you need? And how do they prepare for the unknown? And some of the unknowns, we don't know, of course. There's some things you just don't know are going to happen. But wouldn't you like to have the flexibility to know that you could have the ability to maneuver if necessary? If you lock your money up, whether it's in an annuity, whether it's in a bond, you buy an individual bond, folks, you're locked up or you're subject to whatever the buyer of your bond is willing to pay. I can tell you this. Let's say you go out and bought a... Actually, you know what? We'll use the bond example when we get back. I got a great example of why buying individual bonds may be a very dangerous thing for you to consider for your portfolio, for your flexibility. And we'll discuss that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Young Frankenstein, the classic Mel Brooks movie, is now a classic Mel Brooks musical.
That's Frankenstein.
Playing only at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater.
It's the Transylvania Mania.
From the creative team that brought you the smash hit musical The Producers, Young Frankenstein is a monstrously good time at the theater.
Throw the first switch.
Yes, master.
Join us as the village of Transylvania Heights comes alive on stage in this frighteningly funny musical.
I'm very high-spirited, Doctor. I hope you won't hold it against me.
Oh, I'll try not to.
You can have me, don't you see? If it's just a fantasy, but please don't touch me.
Young Frankenstein is alive on stage at North Shore Music Theater now through August 27th only. Kids save 50% at all performances.
Have you thought of any ways you could use me?
Two, and I'm working on a third.
For tickets, log on to nsmt.org.
Well, Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're enjoying this summer. We are here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. We do that each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Just a couple of reminders to you. Young Frankenstein is playing at the North Shore Music Theater. If you haven't seen it, go over and see it. And if you go to the Broadway Club, be sure to visit with Irene, the bartender. She always serves with a smile. Ask for Irene's special Mai Tai, but I'm sure... I actually forget the name of the drink she came up with for Young Frankenstein. She always comes up with these kooky names for drinks, and they're always delicious. Be sure you go see her if you happen to get over to the Broadway Club. Anyways, I was talking earlier about financial flexibility. And what that means is as you approach your retirement and you start heading towards more of a, it's a different lifestyle. Maybe you'll count on Social Security. Maybe you'll have required distributions from your IRA accounts. Maybe you'll have a teacher's pension. Maybe you'll have to be starting to draw money from your investment accounts. And that can be kind of scary. So people say, well, I want more guarantees. I want to, you know, set things up so they're fixed. Well, one of the things that I warned you about in the last segment was buying individual bonds. Now, individual bonds are kind of interesting. Let's be sure we understand what a bond is to start. What a bond is your opportunity to lend money to a financial institution for a period of time. And while you're lending them that money, they agree to pay you an interest rate. So let's use, you've heard of the term the U.S. Treasury. Everyone's heard of the U.S. Treasury, Treasury bills, Treasury notes, Treasury bonds. Well, the 10-year Treasury right now, which means if you gave money to the United States Treasury, and you wanted to give it to them for 10 years, they would promise to pay you, I'm going to round down a little bit. They're going to pay you 2% on your money. So 2% on $10,000 is how much money? Go ahead, you can yell it out. Not $2,000, $200. So you give them $10,000, they're going to agree to give you $200. Oftentimes that's paid to you twice a year. So $100 every 6 months. Is that enough? What do you think of that? $200, $100 every 6 months. You give them $10,000. Now, can you touch the $10,000? Well, you really don't want to, because you keep that $10,000 with the U.S. Treasury. You say, I'm going to give it to you for 10 years. They'll pay you $200 every year for 10 years. So 10 years times $200 is $2,000. So at the very end, you will get your $10,000 back. 10 years are up. And over the 10 years, you've picked up another $2,000, $200 a month over 10 years. But all of a sudden, something comes around and you say, geez, I really wish I could cash out my treasury. And so let's say you're 5 years in. Say, well, I got 5 years left. I'm tired of getting 2%. And I want to get my money out. Can you call up the treasury and say, you know what? I'd like to cash in early. Can I just have my $10,000 back? No, you can't. That's not how that works. Because now what you're looking at is what is the value of a treasury bond that has 5 years remaining. Remember I said we looked at it halfway through. So let's say there's now 5 years left on your bond. Could you buy a 5-year bond at 2%? Now, if you could buy a 5-year bond with an interest rate of 2%, sure, someone would give you $10,000 for your bond because that's what the market was offering. But I think we've all heard that interest rates are going up. So what happens if 5 years down the road, the five-year treasury is paying 4%? So if someone came in with new money and they said, I want to give you $10,000 to buy a 5-year treasury and you're going to pay me 4%, that's great. That's $400 every single year rather than the $200 that you were getting. So you might say, well, wait a second. If they can get $400, I should just get rid of my other bond that I have and just switch over to this one. Well, the problem is someone has to buy your old bond. Are they willing to buy your old bond? Are they willing to spend $10,000 for it? Only a fool would do that. Only a fool would spend $10,000 for your 2% bond so that you could go out and buy a 4% bond. You'd probably get somewhere around $9,200 instead of $10,000. Oh, is that what you wanted? Probably not. But if you stuck your bond out for 10 years, you'd get your $10,000 back for sure. The problem is when you buy an individual security, unless we're living in a world of reducing and lowering interest rates, you better be prepared to keep your bond that you purchase until maturity, or you will lose money. That's almost a guarantee, because who would pay you a premium? Who would pay you more money for your bond if they could go out and buy another bond cheaper at a higher price? You need to be careful about doing that. So a lot of times, so now we hear about these annuities. We hear about annuities or these fixed annuities where you're buying something for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, whatever it might be. Remember, it might sound attractive today, but how attractive would it be 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now? When in many cases, there could be a surrender charge and there could also be a loss in principal if you cashed out your bond or your annuity or your fixed product early. That's what worries me, is I see a lot of people getting sucked into the sales pitch to buy the wrong product simply because the way you presented your question to the salesperson gives them the opening to sell you a product that may not be in your best interest long term. It may address your need today because that's how you're feeling today, but it does not necessarily address or look at the implications of this investment 3, 5, 10 years down the road. If nothing else, when you're preparing for retirement, I want you to have financial flexibility. I want you to ask yourself, if you needed to cash out, if you needed to get your money out, what would the costs be? If you needed to grab an extra $40,000, $60,000, what would the cost be? Many people don't know the answer to that question, and that disturbs me. And then there's the others. Then there are those that have owned individual stocks forever. Maybe you own Merck, maybe you own GE, maybe you own Raytheon, whatever it is. And you've got this stock that, let's say it's worth $50,000. I'm just using an example. And the stock pays a dividend of 2.5%. Or let's just use 2% just to keep it simple. So your 2% on your $50,000 investment is paying you $1,000 a year, or maybe $250 every quarter. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, I love my $250 check. But all of a sudden, your stock drops to $35,000. It was $50,000 and now it's $35,000. You've just lost roughly 25% of the value, but you're still getting your $250 check. Does that make sense? To stick around for the $250, if you're sticking around for a $250 check and accepting the fact that your individual stock could drop 25%, most people lose sight of that. They stay so focused on the dividend check, they forget about the significant volatility that can happen in that one stock. Or what's even worse is they own the stock, and so they say, all right, well, let's try to sell it. And so the financial advisor, your accountant, will ask you, well, what did you pay for it? And they'll go, I don't know. And so in order to sell it, you have to have something that's called a cost basis. What did you pay for the stock? And if you don't know that, the accounting firm or the tax preparer has to only assume that you paid nothing for it. If you don't have a value for your stock, then it's worth nothing. So that $50,000 that was purchased at assumed zero, you have to pay capital gains on that full $50,000. And you say to yourself, well, I don't want to pay taxes on that. But what if you could learn? What if you found out that maybe you inherited this stock 3 or 4 years ago from a parent? And maybe they didn't know what they paid for it, but their date of death suggested that the stock was worth $60,000 when they died, and you're selling it for $50,000, and your value is $50,000. And if you sold that stock today, you could get a $10,000 loss. You need to know your cost basis. You need to know what the value is of what you own and also what the cost is for what you own so you can make smart, informed decisions. A good financial advisor insists on it. He or she won't even take on the account if they don't feel comfortable that they can maintain cost basis. After all, as a financial planner, my job is to place your interests first. You've heard me say that several times. you want a financial advisor to place your interests first. How can I place your interests first if I can't give you comprehensive and complete advice on the investments that you own? That's not placing your interests first. If I were to tell you to sell, you, let's say, your GE stock that was worth $50,000 and you didn't even know what you paid for it, and I was saying, just sell half of it. That's dangerous. That's fraudulent, I think, in some cases. How could I tell you to sell it without you knowing what the tax liability is going to be? How could I tell you that that's a smart move? Yet I see that happen all the time. You need to be careful out there. There's a lot of very, very good financial planners. Certainly those that have a certified financial planner designation are those that at least carry the gold standard and have to place your interests first. I don't care whether they're stockbrokers, insurance salesmen, advisory people, registered investment advisors, fee-only, fee-based, commission-only, I don't care what they are. If they have a CFP designation after their name, they have a moral obligation, and it's within their code of ethics to place your interests first. That is bar none. And you should call them on it if you don't feel like they're doing it. Because it's important that we raise the standard of the advice that's being provided to the investing public. You have taken on an enormous amount of responsibility ever since they've taken away pensions. Think about that. Used to be 30, 40 years ago, there was a pension, there was Social Security. You could feel pretty good about what your income was going to be in retirement. Today, there's people that worry about Social Security, even paying them an income check. I don't necessarily worry about that so much, but they certainly worry about, how do I spend my money? How do I use the money that I've accumulated to create the lifestyle that I want? And who is going to provide me the most fair, honest advice that places my interest first? It's a fair question. And I will tell you, one of the things that we are seeing right now, we are seeing each and every day, is that retirees, they've finally retired, but now they're afraid to spend their money. They don't know how to do it. Well, when we get back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. I'm going to talk to you about why you need to be spending more money, when you need to be spending more your money, how to spend the money, and how to feel comfortable about where to take it from. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I've got more to share with you. We're going to provide you with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I don't know how.
Ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, and we've been providing financial advice in a language you can understand since 1968. In April of 2018, we will be doing this for 50 years. Not me. I was two when my father started the firm. But it's a second-generation firm. Marion Gilman, my business partner, who's been on this show many times with me, she's celebrating, I believe it's her 18th year with us. We have people that stick around. We're not a big office, certainly from a number of employees standpoint. There's only six of us in the office, but we manage $350 million for 450 households, 90% of whom live within 10 miles of our office in Peabody. And speaking of our office in Peabody, we're moving. Our office moves next week, actually. We will be heading over to the new space on Cross Street, across from the North Shore Mall, but perhaps you've seen where Alto Forno is, the new Italian restaurant that has opened up. It's a brand new white two-story building there on the first floor. We're on the second floor. Oftentimes people say, well, tell people, they say, Mark, tell people, or ask them if they know where Long's Jewelers is on the hill. Okay, if you know what Long's Jewelers is, as if you're looking at Long's Jewelers, turn to the left. There's a brand new white building there. That's where we're going to be. So we are moving just right down the street. You'll start to see our name is now on the building, so you'll see that up there. And we move in next weekend, so we're very excited about that. But I'm telling you this because a lot of the advice that we provide here on the radio is information that people say, you know what, I want to perpetuate that conversation with Mark. I want to continue to explore the dialogue as it relates to me, not some general capacity that Mark shares on the radio. And I want to let you know that as a listener to this show, we encourage you to stop by the office to schedule some time to come in for a free initial consultation. Now, what goes on in these free initial consultations? Well, let me kind of walk you through the process. Number one, you call the office. Jody, my director of first impressions, will answer the phone. She'll talk to you a little bit, try to get an understanding of what it is that you're trying to do. And you might say, you know, look, we're facing retirement, or we're in retirement right now and we're looking for a second opinion, or perhaps I just received an inheritance, or we've got stuff all over the place. We are just paralyzed because there's stuff everywhere. We don't know how to make heads or tails of it. Those are just some of the requests that we might get. So Jody will say, great, let me get your information, and she'll send you out our information kit. In our information kit, you'll learn more about us, though you can find it on the website too, but I know that a lot of people still like to get stuff in the mail that is relevant. You'll also find what's called a fact finder. The fact finder helps you begin to organize all of the stuff that we'll want to talk to you about. Now, you can bring it with you. You can write it down in the fact finder. You can do whatever you like, or bring nothing at all. Just come for a conversation. We then scheduled a free initial consultation in the office. You'll meet with probably both Marion and I, because she and I are the two certified financial planners in the office. We'll sit down, talk with you. You'll get to know us. We'll get to know you. We'll listen to your story. We'll share some ideas on how we might be able to help you. And then the meeting is over. I never expect you to sign something. I don't want you to make a decision, because what happens at the end of the meeting, as I will tell you in that meeting, is Marion and I do something that's called a memo to file. What that means is we're going to dictate the story of our conversation so that we have it as a record in our database. Following the dictation of that story, we write you a thank you letter. That thank you letter recaps what we talked about today and what we promised that we could do for you if you chose to move forward. The decision then becomes yours, on your timetable, whenever you like. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to continue to pester you. Financial planning and retirement planning is a difficult thing to do on your own. And it's also something that takes up a lot of energy, in both emotional energy and physical energy, to put everything together. I wanted you to do things on your time. And when the time is right, you'll sign our contract. You'll get information back to us, and we'll start working together. We'd love to meet with you. Let me just share with you what the typical client looks like. Typical client is married over the age of 50. They've been living in their home for 20 years or more. In retirement, they seek to spend between $5,000 and $10,000 a month, maybe a little bit more. They have they no longer have much of a mortgage on their home. They've got good relationships with their kids. From an investment standpoint, they have somewhere between $500,000 and $2 million. And when you add up their home, add in the value of their home, maybe it pushes it to $2.5 million to $3 million. That's the typical client of ours. Average typical household account size in my office is about $800,000. Yes, it's moved up. It used to be five. In fact, when I started with my father, I think it was $50,000. Our firm has grown. You've grown. You've gotten older, and you've had to make more important decisions. When the time comes for you to get some, when the time comes for you to get serious about your money, about financial planning, about getting authentic advice about everything in your life, we sincerely hope that you will call our office. Our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web, of course, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And of course, if now's not the right time to get started, but you say, you know what, rather than just tuning into Mark's show on Sundays, I'd like to just stay connected, I'd encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. All you need to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. Once again, that's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, hit the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter, and every Friday at 10:30. We've been doing this since 2009. Hard to believe it's been 8 years, 52 weeks a year, never missed a week. We've been sending out this newsletter. We have more than 7,000 subscribers now. It's yours. It's just financial advice in a language you can understand. All right, one of the things that I promised I would talk to you about in this last and final segment is the fact that many retirees approach retirement afraid to spend money. And I can't tell you how many people we've seen now in their 80s and 90s that regret that they didn't spend more when they were healthier. And at the same time, they end up dying, leaving an enormous amount of money to their children, and the children blow it. You know, I continue to refer to this term that I heard from a client of ours. It's got to be a couple months ago. And she said to me, and she's in her 80s now, and she says to me, Mark, you know what? I want to give with warm hands rather than cold ones. And I thought that was a great, great line. You know, what are, you know, when you think about it, is what do you want your legacy to be to your children and to your grandchildren? You want them to know that you love them, that you were there for them, that you cared for them. But you know what your kids want from you? They want memories. They want memories with you. Leaving them money is wonderful. And of course, they're going to certainly fully appreciate that. But leaving them with memories is infinitely more powerful. Taking the family on a vacation, going out for a really nice dinner, renting a cottage up by the lake and spending time as a family, going to the park, I don't care whatever it is, spending something a little bit more that says, you know what, this is meaningful, I want to spend this. But sometimes retirees say, you know what, I'd love to do it, but I can't afford it. And many times you can. It's just that you don't know how to use the money appropriately to help you afford it. That's what a good financial planner will do. It'll help you try to find that balance of leaving a legacy, but also creating memories. That's important. I recently ran into a client of ours who is now 82 years old, and he returned from a three-week trip to Australia and New Zealand. And he got back, and he loved the trip. He and his wife went. He says, but I'll tell you, Mark, he says, I wish I did it 15 years ago, because there's a lot of things that I would have wished I could have done in Australia and New Zealand that, frankly, I just didn't have the energy to do it. I was tired. Jet lag is tough. Adapting to new time changes is tough. You know, there's a toll that's taken when you're in an unfamiliar territory, even though they're speaking the same language, just trying to adapt to the transportation, adapt to the language, adapt to just the accent of the language and everything else around it. He says, my advice to any person that's approaching retirement is as you create your bucket list of the things you want to do, get the big stuff on your bucket list off first. Don't keep waiting. Do it. Spend the money. One of the biggest assets that we have, that you have as a retiree, is your house. Think about how much cash will be produced from your house upon your death. Your kids are going to have to split that. That plus your 401k plan, plus money you have in the bank, plus life insurance, plus a lot of other things. That's not the way it was 30 years ago. 30 years ago, you died basically broke. You died because your Social Security stopped, your pension stopped, maybe you had a couple thousand dollars in the bank, and you had a house that was worth $29,900. And thus, you had to have a life insurance policy to bury you. And that's what you did. You bought a life insurance policy to bury you. It amazes me how many people still come to me and say, Mark, I still need a life insurance policy to bury me. Wrong. That's not how it works anymore. Years ago, the mortician was willing to wait until the life insurance check came in so that you could pay them off to put you in the ground. Or your heirs could pay you off. Today, the mortician, the funeral director, the cemetery company, they want a credit card or a check right now. They don't want to wait till the life insurance policy comes through. They got to get paid. You don't need a life insurance policy. You've got enough cash around. You have enough resources around to pay that bill. You should do it. You should make sure that you understand all of the assets that you have in your net worth and how all of those assets will ultimately be sprinkled down to cash and ultimately distributed out to your heirs. You have an opportunity to spend more money than you've ever imagined before. And yes, I know you think to yourself, well, what about healthcare? What about healthcare? Well, what about healthcare? You know, they say that healthcare costs could run upwards of $250,000 over the course of a retiree's life. $250,000. So from 65, call it to what, average, pick 90. Okay, so you got what, 25 years there? 25 years divided by $250,000 is what? $10,000 a year. You divide that by 12, that's $800 a month. How much are you paying in your Medicare and Medicare costs and your Medicare supplement costs right now per month? It may not be $800 a month, but I bet that that little difference between the two, I bet you could cover that. Because you know what's the most expensive time in your life? You know what the most expensive part of your medical care is going to be? The last years. The last years will be most expensive. It's not going to be most expensive at 75 and 81. It'll be most expensive in your 90s. And you're going to say, well, you know, how do I prepare myself? How do I protect my assets and protect them for the next generation? I got an idea. Why not spend them? Why not spend them? Create those memories while you're healthy. Find that right balance. I'm not saying go into poverty. Not at all. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying don't underestimate your opportunity to love your retirement. The opportunity is there. You just oftentimes need a partner to work with who will help you and guide you make smart financial decisions. What you need to do is be open and honest about everything. Address the elephants in the room. Talk about the skeletons in the closet. Make sure that you are at peace with all of the decisions that you want to make so that you get to do what you want to do. Forget about the political implications of the decisions that you make. This is your retirement. You don't have a boss anymore. Your retirement. Let's make it yours. Let's make it great. And let's make it the way that you want to make it. And I want to help you do that. That's what we do at Friedman Financial. We do it each and every day. Been doing it for almost 50 years and can't wait for the next 50 more. We're expanding our office. We're going to be adding additional personnel to our office in the months and years to come as we move into our new space. But for now, I want to meet you. And if you'd like to talk with us, give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you'd like. It comes to you free each and every Friday. If you have a chance also in the next week or two, get over to the North Shore Music Theater. Go see Young Frankenstein. It is amazing. You'll laugh. You'll have a lot of fun. Check out the Broadway Club. And if you happen to get there, go see Irene. She's pouring the drinks this weekend. Go check her out. Not check her out. Check out her drinks. How's that? And well, if you want to check out Irene, I'm sure she'd be happy to be checked out as well. That's going to do it for me today. I've got to get out of here. I've got to start packing so we can move into our new office. I will see you here next Sunday with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.